W Mobile.
NKO4CEF.
Houston.
NKO4HKX. Mobile.
NKO4CEF.
Andrew. Hope you're having a good start so far.
Good morning, Andrew. Man, fire truck's got my pathway blocked.
Yeah, hopefully they won't be there too long.
Yesterday.
Good. Ended up being a little long.
Yep. Busy when I got off work at 4 yesterday. I eventually threw my call out on the 285, but nobody was around there.
A little busy yesterday afternoon about that time.
I think it was Rusty, Shane, and, oh God, I can't remember, David, if I remember correctly. But they were just goading each other the whole time. I was just dying laughing listening to them.
Sometimes it's funny just to sit back and listen.
So definitely that. But you have a busy day because everybody started getting their tax money back?
I don't know what it was. It ended up being a fairly busy day, though. I got home last night just a little after 7.
From 5:30 to 7. Ken, I'm surprised you weren't on the repeater yesterday whenever I got on around 4, or was listening around 4.
Because I was on the telephone with Caesar.
Figured.
A minute or two when I was coming back from Ingles, but that had to be around 6.
Closer to 6 when you were on then.
Yesterday, had to sat around for a few minutes, so it was time to get up and get the boys ready. We had the crossover yesterday where the Cub Scouts or Weeblos end up crossing over into the Boy Scouts. So I did a little ceremony and stuff and brought them over. So that was most of my evening yesterday.
Four HKX, how many did you have move over?
I believe it was 7, if I remember correctly. There was 8 boys. One of them went to a different troop. It was either 7 or 8 boys, and one went to a different troop. So,
you remember stopping to get fuel yesterday?
On the way home, but I did when I went to Ingles to pick up a couple of groceries. I remember to stop by and get it, or else I'd be sucking fumes right now. 8.2 gallons.
Broke the bank trying to fill it up.
That was probably my biggest shock from having my taxes done Friday is how much I spent on diesel fuel last year.
But I'd like to know at the same time. Do you remember?
Exact amount, but it was like $24,000. I said, dude.
All that back, but as a business owner, you're itemizing your taxes, do you get a decent chunk of the money back then once you claim that much?
I don't know the exact amount, but because she does all that, I don't. But it seems like you get a pretty good bit of it back when you start taking those deductions.
Done and behind me. I hurried up and did it Sunday. I went through that, did it all on TurboTax.
I have mine done and behind me. Way I know what I'm, if I've got to pay or whatever happening.
On TurboTax, man, they try to upsell you all the time. The whole time you're on, every couple minutes something pops up trying to upsell you on different services that they offer.
It aggravates me with any business with them always trying to upsell. How about let's focus on what we're here for first and then worry about that.
I'm gonna buy. I gotta buy a little something out of my tax money before I stick it all in savings.
Yeah.
You maintained it yesterday, so instead of going with a circular polarized and all that for the satellite stuff, I might just upgrade my beams and make them a little more effective on the sideband.
Propagation on the 5.2 went all the way down to Miami the other day.
people in Georgia were making contact down in Florida. I tried to jump on for a little bit, but it was already late, and I didn't hear anything, so I ended up turning it off and going to bed about 10 o'clock. I'm a little 6-meter beam. They make a little 2-element, so it's barely directional as a dipole almost, but so I think about picking one of those up. I'm in the wife's car, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. I'm going to snatch this antenna off top of the car, so y'all have a good one. Be safe out there on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CDF, I will be clearing y'all's phone.
Andrew, hope you have a great day. KO4HX.
Enjoy that meeting. KN4TFW. You all right?
Not really sure.
Just don't keep up with the time, Steve.
No. I'm assuming it is, because that's usually when we have our expo, and it's going on this week, so I would figure it is.
We're down in New Orleans?
San Antonio this year. I didn't go.
Antonio won.
For Ben. But I don't know. It just, I don't want to get into it. But I just don't feel like it's worth it. Sure where next year is supposed to be, but it'll probably be New Orleans.
Go with you and do Mardi Gras while you're down there.
KO4HX. I don't know why I said New Orleans. I meant to say, Orlando is what I meant to say. I was thinking about New Orleans with Mardi Gras.
Coincide with the, Hamcation or something like that, isn't it?
Even before, I might actually make the trip down and just spend the week down there.
You have off a week?
That cranky old guy says. I think this comes to the 285 KO4HX.
KFWQSY.